Isaiah 1:10-16-20. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Listen to the command of our God, you people of Gomorrah. Wash, make yourselves clean. Take your wrongdoing out of my sight. Cease to do evil, learn to do good. Search for justice, help the oppressed. Be just to the orphan, plead for the widow. Come now, let us talk this over, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing to obey, you shall eat the good things of the earth. But if you persist in rebellion, the sword shall eat you instead. The word of the Lord. The above reading is from the Mass for Tuesday, in the second week of Lent. The reading is instructive in nature. The word of the Lord is being spoken. The prophet Isaiah is addressing the people, who seem by all accounts to be a very obstinate and stubborn people. It always touches my heart when I hear the scriptures proclaimed, and in this instance I am aware that not much changes with humanity. The word of the Lord today is familiar. It addresses me and speaks to my own situation, my weakness, my sin. Not much has changed in the hearts of humankind. They still need the firm, yet gentle persuasion of the goodness of the Lord. Our hearts in Lent are to be prepared by prayer and penance, especially, so as to be the fertile soil, a listening tool, a place to receive the Lord. As centuries hurtled by, basically each generation of Christian is encouraged time and again by the Lord to be good. These words are so easily applied to our generation today, to our own time and place, to each of us individually, as well as the collective body of people who live to follow Christ today. The Lord lays down the law by putting it straight to the people, no messing around. Stop being stubborn and obstinate. Stop doing evil. Learn to do good instead. It is a warning that there are consequences to our actions. When we do evil, bad things arise. When we do good, the world and we ourselves become a better place to reside. When I am scolded by someone who loves me, as a child, I sulk for a while. Then, reflecting upon the words, I may well take heed and try to reform my behaviour. The Lord loves us, we are his children, and he points out to us what needs to be reformed in us. Today, I pray for a listening heart, a spirit that is willing to learn to do good, to search for justice, to be a friend to the needy. I pray that my stubbornness may dissipate in the gentle waters of the grace of God's healing forgiveness, and that I may rest in the soothing balm of his word.